As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the Airbnb apartment, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, September the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we advance workable solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Had an absolute flood of emails over the last 48 hours. Really, thank you for that. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, with a big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning as well to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences, and our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. This morning, precious metals are assaulted as the U.S. dollar index loses investor confidence. We'll go there. Support for green energy products and markets remain weak. Carbon reports, we'll talk about that a bit too. The United Nations meets to advance Agenda 21. We'll go into that as well. And time allowing, we'll go into electricity generation, historical reviews, and so very much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds the jackboot of the market manipulators all over the throat of gold. Gold down another $3.50, now trading $20 below where it was just 2 days ago at $1,240.50. Again, that's $1,240.50, dropping about 20 bucks there. A good time to get into the market if you're in the gold business. Silver this morning up 7 cents at $19.81 an ounce. Where was my $20 silver? Robbed from 19 cents off. Platinum this morning flat is what Kitco says. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but it's trading at $1,546 an ounce. And palladium off 5 bucks at $516. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Quite a lot of pressure and action going on in the gold market there. $1,235.70 for a low. $1,251.30 for a high. Where's my 1260 gold anyway? But at $1,240.50, your gold is still up. $243.90 for a 24.98% return on your investment, and you're not going to get that at your local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, a bunch of gangster banksters, got together and set the price at $1,248.75, and as you can see, we're trading about 8 bucks below that right now. The SPDR gold shares, well, there's our tune. We'll pick it all up right there after these words from our sponsor.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on the September. This is Friday, September the 10th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Closing out our market report. Let's go back into that one more time. Action trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago. Found gold trading off $3.50 an ounce at $1,240.50 an ounce this morning. Silver off 7 more cents at $19.81 an ounce. Platinum shows flat on early trading at $1,546 an ounce. And palladium down 5 at $5.16. So we're seeing that we've got a little bit of an assault, if you will, on the precious metals this morning. And, of course, this has been happening daily this week. It's right up the opening bell, just as we come into the New York marketplace. Voila, they come out of no place and just blindside gold and all the metals down. So we'll see where it rebounds today. Certainly, they're not going to get a lot of action out of that labor report, the unemployment report yesterday, as I reported then. You know, there's still 9 states not reporting. And I don't know, I've been trying to find the list of the states that didn't report. But if you take now, let's say something like California and New York and then 7 more populous states, that could vastly and drastically alter those numbers. So they're just phony numbers, and yet the marketplace is responding to it. You know, I can't imagine that a competent, you know, investor would move on that specious of information. But apparently some are. The London Gold Fix again this morning set the price. The boys in London set the price at $1,248.75. You can see we're even $8 below that. The SPDR gold shares overnight dropped another 0.91 metric tons from their holding. They're now holding 1,293.53 metric tons. You know, a sale of that magnitude would put a lot of pressure on the gold market. They're still holding $52.2 billion. We're going to go over to Bangladesh in a minute and talk with them. But yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggled as it did. They had to bring out all the jacks and the pulleys and everything, but they got it to close up yesterday. Even in the face of that rather disappointing unemployment report, closed up yesterday at up 28 at 10,415. The NASDAQ closed up 7 at 22.36, and the S&P 500 closed up 5 at 11.04. Crude oil this morning, big jump in crude, up $1.18, trades at $75.43 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, you can find out all about it on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. It's theice.com, theice.com. Find out about the U.S. dollar index. It's off 9 basis points at 82.60 this morning, and it impacts negatively the foreign exchange rates, at least partially. The Canadian loonie up 0.09%. At 97 cents U.S., the Mexican peso exchanges against the dollar. It moves up 0.33% and yet still trades at 8 cents. The euro off 10 basis points, 0.10. It's exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.27. The British pound off 18 basis points at $1.54. And that Swiss franc losing 112 basis points, trades at 98 cents U.S. So it's backing down just a little bit. They absolutely don't like anybody challenging this U.S. dollar, and they'll put just about everything they've got to protect it. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a sad and sorry testimony to have to say that we live in a country that would rig the markets, but we do. Anyway, continuing, the bond market this morning, we're seeing a continuing upward tick in the two-year yield on the treasuries. The U.S. Treasury yield in the two-year is up at 0.56 this morning. The 10-year is at 2.78. The 30-year at 3.87. The mortgage markets, the 15-year fixed, continues its downward slide, moving down from 3.96% a month ago to 3.85%. Of course, when you go out and get a 15-year mortgage, if you can get a 15-year mortgage, you'll have points and origination fees and other costs on top of that. The 30-year mortgage this morning moves down from 4.49% to 4.36%. And the prime rate stands at 3.25%. This article off Bloomberg this morning, the IMF sells 10 tons of gold to Bangladesh. Sales to central banks now 222 tons. What this article is not going to tell us anywhere, and here's when they sold it. So I don't know whether this is just a push piece, a fluff piece, or what it is. I'll share it with you just the way I found it this morning. The International Monetary Fund, this has been written by Sung-Woo Park and Sandrine Rostello, New News, Bloomberg, the International Monetary Fund, which set out a year ago to sell about 13% of its gold, that's the IMF, folks, holdings, sold 10 metric tons to Bangladesh for $403 million. Now, nowhere in here does it say when they sold it. So this could, like I said, this could be an old piece. They didn't say sold it on Monday, sold it on last Wednesday. They just say it sold it. So we don't know. They can do all kinds of funny business with the news. The transaction brings the total central bank purchases from the fund to 222 tons, according to fund data. India has bought 200 tons, Sri Lanka 10 tons, Mauritius 2 tons. A further 88.3 tons has been sold under the agency's quote-unquote on-market sales program. I wonder what the on-market sales program is. Are these the ones the IMF in here jiggling around on the marketplace every morning? Maybe. Maybe selling 88.3 tons. Who did they sell them to? The SPDR gold shares? Maybe. Who knows? The lender's executive board approved the sale of 403.3 tons of bullion on September the 18th last year as part of a plan to shore up its finances and lend at reduced rates to low-income countries. Lend at reduced rates to low-income countries. Would that be the United States? Could we qualify for some low-income country loans from the International Monetary Fund? After selling only to central banks, it expanded sales to the open market in February. The transaction will push gold higher as central bank purchases have traditionally been a major factor fueling the price, said Wang Du, a senior trader at the Korea Exchange Bank Futures Company in Seoul. Central banks want to diversify their reserves because of the unstable dollar, and we may see more buying down the road. So keep your eyes on it. Maybe we'll close a little higher today on this news. Maybe we won't. But this is the story that's being floated. Gold for immediate delivery gained 0.2% to $1,246.45 an ounce today, and it's about $19 below its record of $1,265.30 an ounce on June the 21st. The on-market sales don't preclude further off-market gold sales directly to interested central banks or other officials, the fund said. Whenever these things come out, they tend to be relatively supportive of the gold price, said Darren Heathcote, head of the trading at Investec Bank Australia Limited in Sydney. Quote, it's not huge. It will add more support to what is already a well-supported market, close quote. Bloomberg wasn't able to get anybody to respond to this when they made their phone calls. So that's the way that goes. Here's a little bit more financial news. Goolsbee said to be picked to head the White House economic panel. Again off Bloomberg, Hans Nichols writing new news. President, or I just should say it this way, Barry the Usurper will appoint Austin Goolsbee, A-U-S-T-A-N, Austin Goolsbee, G-O-O-L-S-B-E-E. I never went to school with anybody with a name like that. Did you ever see anybody with a name like that in your yearbook? Where's this guy from?
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So there's been a head change on the Council of Economic Advisors, appointing a man named Austin Goolsbee to replace Christina Romer, according to the usurper's administration. Obama will announce his choice of Goolsbee, a former University of Chicago Business School professor and campaign advisor. Now, I'm telling you what, this is the Chicago mob taking over Washington, the District of Criminals, isn't it? Oh, my, he's feathering his nest. At a press conference today at 11 a.m. in Washington, said the official who requested anonymity. What a goofy word that is. As a sitting member of the council, Goolsbee does not require another Senate vote, allowing the White House to avoid at least one confirmation battle in Congress tied to the administration's economic policies. So this is another one of these unelected appointments coming down the pike, honest and honest. Romer last month announced she was leaving her post to return to teaching at the University of California, Berkeley. The Senate is scheduled to hold hearings later this month for Yako Blue to replace Peter Orszag as the head of the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB. But don't you find it a little bit peculiar that, you know, Christina Romer here with this prestigious position heading up the Council of Economic Advisors would dump her position on that post and go back to teaching school? Well, I guess. Goolsbee, 41, also serves on the President's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, headed by the former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. You can't get these guys out with a stick, folks. It's unclear if he will have to relinquish these duties on becoming the head of the CEA. Goolsbee clashed with some members of the usurper's economic team, including National Economic Director Larry Summers. It's not something wise to do there, Goolsbee. You might find yourself wearing concrete boots. Anyway, Larry Summers, during the Obama administration's intervention into the auto industry last month, he cautioned the administration needed to be mindful about a double-dip recession. I don't think we'll have a double-dip recession, he said on CNN, but it's clearly anybody should keep their eye on that. What a stupid thing to say. Anyway, this is supposed to pass for intelligence, and unfortunately it's going to be at the top of the garbage heap. Here's another one. Rather interesting. The United Nations risks huge mistake in carbon trading investigation and the energy markets. You know, we talk about that every morning here, talking about the United Nations and the energy markets, looking at this carbon market coming on us and at us. This is a rather lengthy article on Bloomberg this morning. Matthew Carr and Catherine Ehrlich writing for Bloomberg. A United Nations investigation into alleged improper claims for hydrofluorocarbon pollution credits threatens to choke off investments in projects to curb emissions, according to Bill Clinton's former advisor on global warming. All right. So again, it's these hydrofluorocarbons, and you'll find that use of that word in Agenda 21, written back in 1992. It was one of the big villains that they were looking at then. All right. But there's a little bit of trouble with these hydrofluorocarbons, in that the planet Earth produces them in mega quantities and we only produce them in micro quantities, but it's making a big deal here in the news. UN regulators froze new credits as they began a probe on July the 30th, old news there, into allegations by CDM Watch, an environmental lobby group, that some plants emitting hydrofluorocarbons were unfairly exploiting the system. All right. All of this, you know, carbon trading stuff is another one of these scams that's being run on us. This is a way to raise funds for the United Nations. However, continuing along here, so should the inquiry lead to new limits on expected credits, investors would abandon the UN market, the world's second largest greenhouse gas bag program. said Dick Forrester, the head of Clinton's 1997 task force on climate. All right. Should the inquiry lead to new limits on expected credits, investors would abandon the UN market. Powerful words, powerful phrase there. There's a trouble at the top. Here's a quote. There is a possibility of a retroactive change, and that would be a huge mistake, close quote, said Forrester, now a managing director at NatSource LLC, a New York investment manager that has profited from HFC destruction projects. Isn't it nice? You come in under William Jefferson Clinton, and you champion all of this stuff. You put all of this legislation in place. You saddle the people of this country with this nonsense. And then you turn around after the administration leaves office, and he becomes a New York investment manager that has profited from the HFC destruction projects. Here's a quote. It might make it impossible to raise new money for climate protection projects. Impossible to raise new money for climate protection projects. Interesting. The concern centers around credits awarded to curb emissions of an industrial gas known as HFC-23. That's your hydrofluorocarbons. You can find it up on Wikipedia, of all places, HFC-23 or hydrofluorocarbons. And if you do a little bit more research around that, you'll find that it's sort of pretty well plentiful on the planet. Half of all UN credits issued since 2005 involve HFC, which can trap about 11,700 times more heat molecules than carbon dioxide, which is why it's getting cooler and cooler on the planet. UN emissions credits for delivery this year have climbed to a record relative to later dated contracts, driven by concerns about short-term supply shortages stemming from the investigation and longer-term doubts about the program. That's a long way around the barn, just a whole lot of words, and I hope you got something out of it. Nevertheless, the guys are not, they're not having a lot of unity at the top. Things are kind of coming unglued for them. Here's a little bit more. This is a follow-on from this Vestas wind turbine that had a blade break off of it yesterday. Here it is. Alex Morales writing for Bloomberg. Vestas says the broken blade on the prototype was due to human manufacturing error. Well, yeah, I guess. Okay. Vestas Wind Systems AS said the breakage of a blade on its prototype V112 wind turbine was due to a one-time human error in manufacturing, and then when mass production begins, a similar error won't be possible. Again, in review from yesterday, a 6 to 7 meter or a 20 to 23 foot portion of the blade came off the prototype of the latest machine Vesta is building 2 days ago in Lem, in western Denmark. The world's biggest wind turbine maker said its own internal investigation found the flaw was due to the way the blade was made. This is a standalone manufacturing mistake caused by a human error during the manual production process of the blade. I would imagine those fellows no longer are working for Vesta. Randers, Denmark-based Vesta, said when the V112 3.0 megawatt turbine is put into serial production, this kind of failure will not be possible in Vesta's automated manufacturing process. Now, we talk about these wind turbines, you know, Don Quixote here, wind tilting at the windmills, a 3.0 megawatt wind turbine, all right, put into production. How many people know what a megawatt is? What is a milliwatt? What is a gigawatt? Let's jump up on Wikipedia and find out. This under Watt, W-A-T-T, not Alan Watt or other Watts, but Watt. A milliwatt, a kilowatt, a megawatt, a gigawatt, and a terawatt. The kilowatt is equal to 1,000 watts. When we come back from this break, we're going to look into electrical generation and find out what kind of a deal these wind turbines are.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, so we're looking into these various breakdowns of watts. You know, the media floods this stuff out as if everybody knows this stuff, but I know they don't because I know I have to go to the dictionary quite frequently to try and figure it out. So I just thought we'd cover this a little bit, not that I'm any expert on it. We just kind of give ourselves a little bit of a background. The kilowatt. What's a kilowatt? Anybody? Quickly. All right. Here's the answer. The kilowatt is equal to 1,000 watts. You know, it's a kilo, kilogram, 1,000 grams of pot or coke. A kilogram, a kilowatt is 1,000 watts, right? And this unit is typically used to express the output of engines and the power consumption of tools and machines, all right? A kilowatt. The megawatt is equal to 1 million watts, a megawatt, all right? And so we're talking about a 3-megawatt turbine, wind turbine, that had part of its blade broken off, this V112 made by Vesta. It's a 3-megawatt, so it's a 3 million-watt electrical generator. The production capacity of electrical generators operated by a utility company is often measured in megawatts. On railways, modern high-powered electric locomotives typically have a peak output of 5 or 6 megawatts, although some produce much more. For instance, the Eurostar consumes more than 12 megawatts, while the heavy diesel electric locomotives typically consume 3 to 5 megawatts. All right? The U.S. nuclear power plants have net summer capacities between about 500 and 1,300 megawatts. So somewhere between 500 and 1,300 megawatts, 500 and 1,300 megawatts of power would be produced by the nuclear, the U.S. nuclear power plants all across the country. And these little 3-megawatt Hummers, you know, they'd be sticking them up here, there, and every place. But we're going to go forward a little bit further. The gigawatt is equal to 1 billion watts. All right? So you have to do your math right when we read this stuff to see whether or not these wind turbines are going to be a good deal or whether they're not a good deal. Continuing. This is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, old article, 1950s or earlier. Looks like about a 1940s article, actually. Power generation. A commercial electricity is produced by a machine known as a dynamo. So up there on the top of the stick with the blade hooked to it is a dynamo. It's a term now which is seldom used. The term electric generator or generator has replaced it throughout the industry, but it's still a dynamo. It's a dynamo. What a dynamic fellow. The generator. The generator converts mechanical power into electricity. So as the wind turns the blade, that mechanical power is produced there, and that is what turns the generator. So it's just like an electric motor. And if you run electric motors backwards, they can produce electricity, by the way. In the early days of electrical development, small water power sites near cities and towns were developed, but generation by steam had a more rapid growth. As such, plants could be located nearer the point of the use, all right? So we're talking about going out, you know, on the enterprise zone, the exclusive enterprise or economic zone, anywhere from the high water line out to 200 miles and setting up wind farms. And we talked about just briefly yesterday, the great problem there for that is that you're going to have in the transmission a tremendous loss of power. Unless my knowledge is totally defective, and it could be, they might have come up with some miracle to throw electricity from offshore, onshore that I'm not aware of. But typically, the real problem with going a long ways out into the water or any place else to create your electricity is the loss of electricity inside of your pipe, your wiring. And so you have to go to very heavy wires. You've all seen these high-tension wires that go across America. Huge wires, as big around as your wrist. Lots and lots of copper and some other metals now being used. But generation by steam in the small quantities was expensive, and only reciprocating engines were available, these being limited to a capacity output of a few thousand horsepower. So think about the locomotives that you see going along down the road. They're running on electricity, but they have a diesel generator, a diesel running the dynamo, a diesel engine. In this type of engine, the mechanical efficiency was low, requiring from 8 in the larger sizes to 15 pounds of coal per kilowatt hour. We talk about the coal-fired coal-fired electrical generation of steam. Did I say that right? The coal-fired generation of steam to propel an electric dynamo or a generator, you can figure it out in so many pounds of coal per hour. And we still have plenty of coal-fired electrical generation facilities. Through the development of the steam turbine and the increasing size of units, coal's consumption was reduced to less than 1 pound per kilowatt hour. Steam pressures were increased from 60 to 1,800 pounds per square inch. Now, before you yawn and fall back to sleep, realize that even with the nuclear reactors, you know, they're not out there exciting reactors, you know, it's exciting the electricity in the end of the wire and then, you know, bringing it out. No, that's not how it works. They're making steam, all right? It goes back to steam. Steam pressures were increased anyway from 60 to 1,800 pounds per square inch. The modern steam turbine generation station, and this, when they say modern, we're talking 60 years ago in this encyclopedia. The modern steam turbine generation had its beginning with the installation of a 5,000-kilowatt turboelectric generator in the Fifth Street Power Station in Chicago in 1903. Been a while. This was the first all-turbine power plant in America and the beginning of cheap electricity so helpful in making the United States the greatest industrial nation in the world. In Table 1, which we'll go to in a moment, it details the growth of this pioneer station are given. It is typical of many others in all large cities such as New York, Boston, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Cleveland, Detroit, and others. The last unit was installed in the Chicago Fifth Street Station in 1944. It had a rating of 147,000 kilowatts. 147,000 kilowatts. And so you have to do your math on all of this and keep track of it to get into the megawatts and then to get into the gigawatts, the gigawatt being a trillion watts, right? The gigawatt is equal to, 1 billion watts, and the terawatt is 1 trillion watts. A megawatt is 1 million watts. A kilowatt is 1,000 watts. Again, right off of Wiki. And then it goes on and talks about floor area and stuff like that. Steam power generation, as a rule, is more economical than water power due to the lower cost of plant construction and the advantage of better location in respect to the load it supplies. So now, what they're talking about here is the idea of building a dam, all right? Yeah, you can build a dam and you can create a lot of electricity. And you won't have to worry about whether the wind is blowing or whether the sun is shining. It just works 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So the idea is that the steam power plant, let's say you have something like that in downtown Seattle, which they did. You have a steam plant downtown New York, downtown Boston, downtown Philadelphia, downtown St. Louis or Cleveland. You've got your power right where you need it. And so your distribution costs are greatly reduced. Anyway, continuing along here. Oh, so then to compare that then, throw in your wind turbines. You know, where do you always see the wind turbines? Out someplace in the plains, you know, tied into the grid somewhere, feeding the grid, but they're way out in the sticks. The boondocks are offshore. Okay, so continuing, there are, however, exceptions such as industrial centers developed near large rivers, as in the Tennessee Valley, the Pacific Northwest, the Boulder Dam in Nevada, and Arizona. So you can go into some places where we have a big dam, like the Grand Coulee Dam, for instance, or the Bonneville Dam, Anyway, there's lots of big rivers around there. Then there's the Mississippi, the Tennessee Valley, all those projects. If you can build your city right close to your dam, what a great deal that is, all right? Because you can not only have recreation, you can have irrigation for all of the agriculture around the dam. You can have the water for the city and your electricity. So a dam works out pretty good. But let's continue from the article here. There are, however, exceptions, again, such as industrial centers developed near large rivers, as in the Tennessee Valley, Pacific Northwest, Boulder Dam in Nevada, and Arizona. Fuel consumption for power generation in the United States from 1920 to 1943 is shown in this table. Now, hydroelectric generation. Modern commercial generation of electricity by water power had its beginning with the installation of a 3,500 kilowatt generator at Niagara Falls, New York. A 3,500 kilowatt. All right, we're still not up to a megawatt, but at 3 megawatts, this 3,500 kilowatt exceeds it considerably. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so you might avail yourself of some information about the electrical manufacturing industry, resort to your encyclopedias or do web browsing and things like that. You know, we hear about alternative energy day in and day out as we move into the green world. And yet, you know, it's very difficult to sort all of this out in your mind and put it into some kind of logical order, even if you're looking at it, you know, right in the black and the white in your eyes, as Hal Anthony likes to say. So here, just a little bit more from these articles. The huge generator driven by this turbine, we're not going to go back into the description of the turbine. The huge generator driven by this turbine is operated at a speed of 1,800 RPM. Now, you know, you look at the speed, the rapidity with which these wind turbines are blowing in the wind, and depending on how fast the wind is blowing, how rapidly they turn, and then at what point the governor kicks in and what their maximum revolutions are, all of that, but this particular one that we're looking at here, turned at a speed of 1,800 RPM, delivers three-phase power at 60 cycles current at 12,600 volts. 12,600 volts. Baby, that one will put you down in a heartbeat. Anyway, back to the hydroelectric system. It talks about hydroelectric turbines have kept pace with steam generating units and equally large installations have been made. However, water turbines have kept pace with steam generating units and equally large installations. Excuse me, I repeated myself. However, water turbine driven generators seldom reach a size of over 100,000 kilowatts. 100,000 kilowatts. So just keep running the math in your mind on that one. Due to their enormous size, which in turn is due to the low speed of the water wheel and also the transportation difficulties. And so when you do build a dam and you do put in one of these huge turbines, one of the immediate problems is actually moving that turbine and from the place that it was manufactured to the location, the installation at the dam site, and then installing it. These things are huge, humongous. Speeds are often less than 100 RPM, while large steam turbines' speed ranges from 900 to 3,600 RPM. Public utilities in the United States are utilizing practically all available water power in the country and the government through the Bureau of Reclamation, the Tennessee Valley Authority, and other such projects, has developed many of the largest hydropower projects. Interesting note, though, here written back in the 1950s, that they have said that the United States is using pretty much all of its available water power in the country. Now, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. I don't know if that's true or not. It might be, maybe not. But here's a couple of them. Grand Coulee Dam. The Grand Coulee Dam in Washington State, again, this is on the Columbia River, and thanks for the chatters for helping my brain fart out there. The Grand Coulee Dam puts out 2,747,000 kilowatts. You do the math. 2,747,000 kilowatts. How many megawatts is that? How many gigawatts is that? Is that even a terawatt? That's in Washington State. Boulder Dam in Nevada and Arizona puts out 1,835,000 kilowatts. The Bonneville Dam in Oregon puts out 729,000 kilowatts. Now, these all may have been upgraded. These all may have been made more efficient over the last 60 years. I don't know. But when they were built, these are the numbers that were provided. The Tennessee Valley Authority in Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia, they're bringing online 3,028,000 kilowatt hours. Very, very, very interesting to me. Generally, here's some overall numbers. The electrical generating capacity in the United States in 1943 from public utilities was 39,097,423 kilowatts. How many wind turbines would it take to touch that? Municipal plants, 3,417,688 kilowatts. The United States government plants, 5,223,228 kilowatts. The industrial plants, mining and industrial, 267,481 kilowatts. Electric railways and railroads, 376,305 kilowatts. Non-central stations, 809,228 for a total kilowatt production generating capacity in 1943 in the United States of 49,291,353 kilowatts. All right? You just do your math on that and then try and plug in solar power, solar panels, wind turbines, etc., and, tidal electrical generating plants, and ask yourself whether we're going to be able to make a transfer to this kind of an electrical generation system, or are we only talking about augmenting an existing system whose infrastructure is in decline? Anyway, that was the Vestas article. I thought this one was a little bit unusual, too, because I had no idea whatsoever that this was occurring or who owned what. 7-Eleven, Japan, here's the article off of Bloomberg, Japan's 7-Eleven in talks to buy Casey's to expand in the U.S. I had no idea that 7-Eleven was owned by Japan. 7-Eleven, Inc., the biggest U.S. convenience store, is in talks to acquire rival Casey's General Stores. I don't know whether any of you have ever seen a Casey's General Store, but they're all over the central states and the Midwest. Casey's yesterday confirmed the offer by 7-Eleven, a unit of Tokyo-based 7&I Holdings, which beats a $38.50 bid from the Alimentation Couche-Tard. A Couche-Tard. It's like a Bouche-Tard, I guess, or perhaps a Best-Tard. The bid is about 9% less than the $43.95 price for Ankeny, Iowa-based Casey's shares yesterday at 4 p.m. New York time in NASDAQ stock market trading. Blah, blah, blah. the Japanese retailers' attempt to expand 7-Eleven's 6,389 convenience stores in North America by acquiring Casey's comes as a surge in the yen and stagnant consumer spending at home have boosted the appeal of investing in growth outside the country. Oh, man, there ain't nothing sacred in the world. You can't even pop into a Casey's for a sweet roll and a coffee without supporting the Japanese. Japanese retailers, wow. Japanese retailers must search for new opportunities abroad as consumer spending will remain weak in their home markets. 7-Eleven offer may prompt a bidding war for Casey's more than 1,500 stores throughout the Midwest. Couche-Tard has sought to buy Casey's for the past 5 months. So they take 1,500 of these Casey's and add them to 6,389 7-Eleven stores, and they just about got the Stop and Rob business cornered, don't they? Casey's board determined that the company's value exceeds $40 a share, blah, 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 a stronger yen, blah, blah, blah. 7-Eleven's North American operating income gained 9.6% last fiscal year, including currency movements, compared with a 12% decline in Japanese business, blah, blah, blah. 7-Eleven became a wholly owned unit of 7-Eleven after the Japanese retailer bought the 27% of 7-Eleven it didn't own in 2005. So ever since 2005, 7-Eleven, a Japanese company, and now Casey's will be as well. Well, pretty interesting there. I would say this is probably one of the more important articles, certainly one of the more revealing articles that I've seen in a while off of Bloomberg. This article written by Frederick Balfour and Tim Culpin. You might want to take a look at this article for yourself. I know we're all really busy, but this thing is huge. And Bloomberg sent a team to China to look at this. I think it's China, yeah. Everybody's heard about Foxconn. You know, that's the place where people were jumping out of the windows, killing themselves. It's a very interesting business. Just about all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap in your house may have been made there. Well, here's the article. I'm not going to give you very much of it because it is long. But on a crushingly hot mid-August day at Foxconn Technology Group's Longhou factory campus in Shenzhen, where a dutiful army of 300,000 employees eats, sleeps, and churns out iPhones, Sony Corporation PlayStations, and Dell Incorporated computers, workers indulged in a rare moment of celebration. First, there was a parade, an Alice in Wonderland spectacle of floats, blah, 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 blaring vuvuzelas, blah, blah, blah. They're having a big parade. It's beer, bread, and circuses. They're trying to do something to keep these people from losing their minds and killing themselves. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back on, this is our Friday, September the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, as the host checks the clock. Become the Alive Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And in the first hour, just kind of a little bit of interesting news, not very many articles today to talk about, and brought in a brief discussion out of the encyclopedia and the process of power generation, electrical manufacturing industry. Very interesting information that can be learned about that, especially as we start to contemplate whether some of these pie-in-the-sky dreams that are being advanced as new solutions will actually be anything more than window dressing. Basically like putting a Band-Aid on this sucking chest wound of the body politic. It's nice to have a windmill around, maybe even two or three, especially if you're Sancho Panza, what is it? I can't even remember anything. I have been reading way too much lately. Anyway, let's continue on. Got another article up in front of me here. This one on Bloomberg. You could find it for yourself. Everything is made by Foxconn in future evoked by Gao's or Guo's empire. Very interesting article. Now, this article is a promotional piece. This article was written by Bloomberg. They were contracted, I believe, by Foxconn. Foxconn has got a public relations firm working for them. They're trying to improve. They're trying to put a happy face on this problem that they've got. They're definitely a major player on this planet. They have an interesting business model, a very successful business model, but unfortunately their workers live a grim and gruesome life, all right? Now, it's not like all dank and dripping water and stuff like that, and when you think about, you know, these slave laborers, no. But these people are basically slaves. It would be almost more like prison workers, all right? More like prison workers. They show a photograph on this article of the dormitory for the employees within the Foxconn factory complex. And I don't know if this is like your best dormitory photograph ever, you know, released or not, or whether this is typical. I would imagine it's a typical dormitory photograph. I mean, you want these people to work at their very best and produce the most. And as we find out a little bit more about the owner of this company, you're going to know that that's the case, all right? They want to get the maximum out of production out of each and every one of their employees, so they're going to take the best care of them that they can, but they are pretty well just, you know, human chattel, bondage. But I don't know whether they can leave or whether they can't, but let's go on. On a crushingly hot, again, mid-August day at Foxconn Technology Group's Longhua factory campus in Shenzhen, where a dutiful army of 300,000 employees eats, sleeps, and churns out iPhones, Sony Corporation's PlayStations, and Dell Incorporated computers, workers indulged in a rare moment of celebration. Now, what they're doing here is they gave them kind of like a party, okay? That's all. This is Bloomberg reports it in the September the 13th issue. They gave some of the employees a little party, musical performances, fireworks, acrobats, and all this sort of nonsense, all right? Rather, it says, it was a joint production of employee unions and management at the Honhe Precision Industry Company, Foxconn's flagship, as part of an effort to mend the collective psyche of a Chinese workforce that numbers more than 920,000 across more than 20 mainland factories. Right? We're not talking about a small operation here. The need to do so became apparent after 11 Foxconn employees committed suicide earlier this year. And we'll pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're looking at this article here off of the Bloomberg website. This is our Friday, September the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can log on to becomevocallocal.com if you like and jump into the chat room. There's a good conversation going on in there right now. But looking at this article about Foxconn, right? And the owner of this company, a man named Terry Gou, or it's Guo, actually, I believe is the way they pronounce it, Chairman Terry Guo. Terry Guo is an entrepreneur, and he has built this company in his lifetime. He is in his he's 59 years old, all right? And so this entrepreneur has built himself something not only can he be proud of, and anyone looking at it could easily say the same. He has, you know, raised himself up from, you know, pretty lowly beginnings. This isn't some, you know, 25 generation hand down from the Rothschilds to one of their kin. It's a different sort of a program. This guy started out, you know, making knobs for with an injection molding system, plastic injection molding since he bought three little machines, he started making knobs for television sets, all right? And he's gone from there to this. Think about it from the standpoint of his workforce. He's got 920,000 employees across more than 20 mainland factories. You want to talk about a million-man army overnight? How about the wife and the one child, if any of these employees have a wife or a child or a husband and a child, but just mobilizing 920,000. They take off their little caps and their little aprons, and instead of working on an assembly line, you just hand them a rifle and put them on a boat run by Maersk Lines and bring them to their dock in San Diego and say, take the country, a million people pour out on the streets, all right? So just keep it in mind. 20 mainland factories. The guy's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. But anyway, the need to do so became apparent after 11 Foxconn employees committed suicide earlier this year, most of them by leaping from company-owned high-rise dormitories. The publicity-averse Taipei company, in other words, they like to keep themselves out of the spotlight, you know, keep it quiet in the back, and its chairman, Terry Guo, G-O-U, they say pronounced G-W-O, I would imagine that's Woe, were thrown into the spotlight, subjected to unfamiliar scrutiny by customers, labor activists, reporters, academics, and the Chinese government. Industrial monster, the suicides introduced Foxconn to much of the world in the worst terms imaginable as an industrial monster that treats workers like machines, leveraging masses of cheap labor, mainly 18 to 25-year-olds from rural areas, to make products like the iPhone at seemingly impossible prices. For Western consumers, the lost lives were an invitation to consider the real cost of their electronic playthings. Now, certainly there's no life that should be cheapened by, you know, some kind of disregard on my part. But if you look at the mathematics, out of any 920,000 people, even in America, how many in a course of a year or more would actually commit suicide, especially today coming back from Iraq as brain-tormented veterans? Out of any 920,000 people, how many would actually commit suicide? Is this guy doing a real good thing here? How many would have committed suicide if they were still broke as a joke living in rural villages? Anyway... For the image-conscious companies with which Foxconn does business, including IBM, Cisco Systems, Microsoft, Nokia, Sony, Hewlett-Packard, and Apple, the suicides were a public relations nightmare and a challenge to offshore strategies essential to their bottom lines. Foxconn made matters worse with a slow and initially clumsy response. It continues, Guo conceded he didn't immediately grasp the significance of the suicides. And here's his quotes. I should be honest with you, he says. The first one, second one, and third one, I did not see this as a serious problem. We had around 800,000 employees, and here in Lunghuo, we are about 2.1 square kilometers, or a 1.3 square mile facility. At the moment, I'm feeling guilty. But at that moment, I didn't think I should be taking full responsibility. After the fifth suicide in March, Guo says, I decided to do something different. It wasn't until late May, after the ninth Foxconn employee had leaped to his death, that Foxconn went into full crisis management mode, stringing more than 3 million square meters of yellow mesh netting around its buildings to catch jumpers and setting up a 24-hour counseling center staffed by 100 trained workers. Management increased wages for factory workers, now listen to this, by 30% to 1,200 yuan, meaning that's $176 per month, and promised a second raise in October. So they got a 30% raise, and now they're making $176 a month. They're in the lap of luxury. Of course, they're living in dormitories. Where would they spend the money? Obviously, they probably send the money home to their villages and support their families. Finally, Guo's company hired WPP PLC's Burson Marsteller to help devise a formal public relations strategy, its first in more than the 35 years of its existence. All right? So they've hired this Burson Marsteller to develop a PR strategy. So they put up nets, and I've heard that the nets have been removed. but they put up nets to keep the jumpers from crashing onto the sidewalks, and they hired a PR firm. What else could you do? Part of New York firm's Burson Marzeller plan was granting Bloomberg Businessweek's request for an unprecedented, in other words, there's no precedent, there's no precedent here, unprecedented access to Foxconn's factory floors, worker dorms, suicide helpline operators, and Guo himself, who in the course of a three-hour interview riffed on everything from Warren Buffett, saying he's too old, to the uselessness of a business degree. Here's an interesting thing, quote, "You can't read a book to learn to swim," close quote. And Steve Jobs, "I forced him to give me his business card." Guo also mocked New York bankers who see the Hudson River and say, "I'm the king of the world." All right? So this is a realist, if you will, maybe a pragmatist. Guo. He's certainly an interesting fellow, and I would encourage you to take the time and glance through this article, if not reading it very carefully, because Foxconn is now the biggest exporter out of China. It's Guo is the richest man in Taiwan. That's where it is. Estimated by Forbes to have a personal fortune of $5.9 billion. He says he can't confirm that figure, however, as he does not keep track. Listen now. Quote, "I have one guy in charge," close quote, Guo says in a heavily accented English that he picked up while touring the U.S. in the 1980s. Quote, "Every year he gives me a piece of paper and says, hey, this is how much. I think for me, I'm not interested in knowing how much I have. I don't care. I'm working not for money at this moment. I'm working for society. I'm working for my employees." All right? Pronounced Guo. He started out with a $7,500 loan from his mother, and then it just continues from there. Very interesting article. Lots of information there that you might find interesting. But this is the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that I've been talking about, when we can ask you to perhaps, in this time of rethinking the United States, perhaps it's time to start thinking like an entrepreneur and quit thinking like an employee. Do you want to live in a dormitory, or do you want to do something for society? We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's G-A-D-S-D-E-N-T's.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, that was an article off of the Bloomberg website this morning, www.bloomberg.com. You might type in the search block if you don't find it immediately on the front page. Just type in Foxconn, F-O-X-C-O-N-N, and see what you can come up with. I would suggest you look at it. Why? Well, because as the article revealed, Bloomberg was hired to go there to Taiwan and tour the facility, got photos from it, and then write this piece. And so you know that there was a lot of money spent on it, and it's a lengthy article. It may be one of the only of its kind in existence, and so I would just recommend that you take a look at it. As the largest manufacturer, I mean, we need to be paying attention. Here's another one. I was listening to another broadcast last evening, got the heads up on this, and then when I went to my email basket, I had two or three others that had sent me links. But this is an article that's rather revealing off of FoxNews.com, a different Fox here. Instead of Foxconn, now we're talking to FoxNews.com. And this article's title is exclusive. After a year of setbacks, United Nations, or the UN, looks to take charge of the world's agenda. Ran up on Blacklisted News, and Doug Owen has and Michael Vail have a link on Blacklisted News to this article. You can click it there as well. A couple of ways to get there, but it's a relatively important and interesting article. I'm going to share most of it with you by George Russell, published on September the 8th, 2010. Listen to the wording here. After a year of humiliating setbacks, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and about 60 of his top lieutenants. Is that the way you think of the United Nations, all the bodies and organs, his top lieutenants? This is war verbiage being laid out here. The top brass of the entire UN system, right? Top lieutenants, top brass of the entire UN system, sounds pretty military to me, spent their Labor Day weekend at a remote Austrian Alpine retreat. Yes, that's right. Now, if you've already heard this discussed, you can just kind of follow along with. If not, pay attention. Rather interesting information here. At a remote Austrian Alpine retreat, discussing ways to put their sprawling organization in charge of the world's agenda. Now, as I've shared with you dozens and dozens of times, that agenda is known as Agenda 21. But Agenda 21, the program of action out of Rio de Janeiro 1992, a follow-on from the Global Biodiversity Assessment, follow-on from previous work done at the Club of Rome and earlier efforts, all the way back to the 1955 symposium out of Princeton and earlier efforts. But all of that is bringing us together with all of the various organs and bodies into this one global governance system. Right? And they're having trouble getting people to go along with this process. To quote Sun Tzu, they're getting old and they're weakening and they're making mistakes, which is an ideal opportunity for us to strike, according to Sun Tzu. Continuing, details concerning the two-day closed-door session in the comfortable village of Alpbach, A-L-P-B-A-C-H, were closely guarded. Nonetheless, key words here now, Nonetheless, position papers for the meeting obtained by Fox News indicate that the topics included, colon, now we'll talk some of the topics. But how were these position papers obtained out of this closely guarded secret meeting, closed door, blah, blah, blah? How did Fox News get this information? Probably in a franked envelope, all right, for immediate release, along with the photographs, etc. This is, as Hal Anthony on his broadcast Behind the Woodshed, which you'll be able to hear this Sunday from 2 until 4 o'clock Central Time, as Hal likes to say, this is public notice. And it is public notice. This is how public opinion and cross currents of public opinion are made. This is how it's floated. It goes back to Francois Guizot and his history of representative government in Europe. This is known as publicity. Publicity. All right. How do you get information from the inside scoop out of a secretive United Nations meeting? From their own envelope. And here it is. These are some of the topics that you can get the position papers on. How to restore climate change as a top global priority after the fiasco of last year's Copenhagen summit. They got a nope in Hagen, and ever since then, they've been schlepping and stumbling along. Vesta having a blade fall off one of their wind turbines. That doesn't help. Of course, Barry the Usurper is doing all that he can through the creation of the National Oceans Council to create a leasing system for offshore wind energy. They're doing everything they can with the Livable Communities Initiative that's coming on us and at us. We talked about the Sustainable Capitals program yesterday, you know, carbon trading, you know, the H.R. 2454 Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 is out there, and it's all moving forward. We talked about this idea of converting all waters in the United States from all waters to all becoming federal water. All right. So how to restore climate change is a top global priority. Talked about the United Nations carbon credit program this morning. Investors are backing off, cooling off. They're not too excited about these hydrofluorocarbons. How to continue to try to make global redistribution of wealth the real basis of that climate agenda. How honest can it get? How to make the global redistribution of the wealth, in other words, it's out of your pocket and out of my pocket, and it's going to go to Rwanda or someplace. And they show a picture of Ban Ki-moon here with Secretary Ban Ki-moon with Rwandan President Paul Kagame doing the old favorite handshake, you know, photo op picture. But it's taking money from the developed nations and distributing it to developing nations, and this is part of the climate agenda. You would never think that, right? And widen the discussion further to encompass the idea of global public goods. Greatest good of the greatest number, and now we're thinking globally. The global public goods. There's no private property in this system. There's no entrepreneurs, you know, making it to the top in this on this system. This is all just public, you know, private partnerships. This is all the global community. How to keep the growing the United Nations peacekeeping efforts into missions involved in police, courts, and legal systems and other aspects of strife-torn countries. I'll tell you, that's enough to just get the hair standing up on the back of my head. Police, courts, legal systems, and other aspects of strife-torn countries. Every country is a strife-torn country. There are no longer sovereign nations in this system. And they're getting involved more deeply in the policing aspect of that. The international courts, the international bar association, the legal systems, etc. Customary international law, part of the idea of giving accession to the Convention on the Law of the Sea. Continuing, these are all position papers, how to capitalize on the global tide of migrants from poor nations to rich ones. Right? We're having a population explosion in the United States as they explode across our boundaries. Been on us and at us for a long time. Heard another broadcast last evening, I'll just skip on that, but there are a considerable amount of discussion. I've brought out and shared with you the United Nations Migration and Development Agenda, right out of their words, so that you understand that we're living in a world without borders, where all of the global workforce just migrates like a bunch of wildebeest or reindeer from one green pasture to the next. Right? There's no borders. How to make clever use of new technologies to deepen direct ties with what the UN calls civil society. To deepen direct ties, making clever use of new technology, meaning novel ways to bypass its member nation states and deal directly with constituencies that support UN agendas. Can you say Sierra Club, World Wildlife Federation, the Bugs and Bunny Groups?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So it's oftentimes a real heads up for me when I'm going through the morning news, you know, with the Bloomberg news site. I generally read most of, well, I can't say I read all or most of their articles. I do try and cover all of the interesting headlines, however, each day. But it never ceases to amaze me that throughout the rest of the day, the course of the day, the news that you'll hear, you know, on Blacklisted News and elsewhere, the other articles that Bloomberg just doesn't want to touch. This is a significant piece here that Fox has released, even if it is public notice. It gives us some heads up, and it also gives us access to these working papers. But there wasn't so much of a whisper on Bloomberg about this meeting. And this is something that, you know, this is part of the challenge of doing what we do each and every day, And one of the great benefits of having found ourselves is, as Mike Chambers likes to say, that we can communicate one with another through the miracle of the Internet here and share information that we might otherwise have missed. So I do always enjoy getting your emails at bblhost@centurytel.net. Don't always report on the articles, but I typically look at them. Continuing, it says here, right off of Fox News again, as one underlying theme of the sessions, the top UN bosses seem to be grappling often with how to cope with the pesky issues of national sovereignty, which, according to the position papers anyway, continue to thwart many of their most ambitious schemes, especially when it comes to many different kinds of global governance. All right? You think that sovereignty isn't an important place for us to stand? Think again. This is one of the stumbling stones. This is why when we talk about becoming vocal local, you know, it's globalism, transitions from global to local. We become vocal, local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Become vocal, local is not giving credo to the idea of think local and act global. Absolutely not. It's the antithesis. It's the very nemesis of that concept. It's blocking it locally. Why? Well, because it's all based upon voluntary compliance. As we've said before, that a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced. And unless you're by your silence or by your acquiescence or by your participation in it, unless you go along with it, unless you buy in, it doesn't fly. And they're having trouble with that because as we've worked so diligently since about 2004 and earlier, getting this message out to thousands and thousands of people all across America, letting them know just what is Agenda 21, what is the United Nations, why do we need to be concerned, you know, they would just assume that the young today didn't even understand this exists. Oh, 1992, that was ancient history. I was 1 year old that year, you know. Well, yeah. But anyway, it's coming on you, and it's coming at you. So again, not coincidentally, the conclave of bureaucrats also saw in global governance a greater role for themselves. All right? So even though it may initially have started out with some overtones of benevolence as a good thing, you know, we really need to have a place like the United Nations where we can come together as nations and kind of have a truce and talk things out, a talking shop, as Adolf Hitler called it, you know, a talking shop, that would be a good place. We should have a place like this. Well, yeah, initially they might have had that in mind, not some, not all, not those behind it. Not those that set it up, not those that set up the League of Nations, not those that worked us into World War I and World War II to make it all possible. But a lot of the delegates, the people that go there to the meetings, they think it's all a really good thing. Well, that's the way things start. But after they've been in business for a while, it's like it says, not coincidentally, the conclave of bureaucrats, this is the top brass of the UN, also saw global governance as a greater, in global governance, a greater role for themselves. This is the earth, the little g godmen striding on the face of the earth. As a position paper intended for their first group session put it, in the customary glutinous prose of the organization's internal documents, quote, the UN should be able to take the lead in setting the global agenda, engage effectively with other multinational and regional organizations, as well as the civil society and non-state stakeholders, and transform itself into a tool to help implement the globally agreed objectives, implementation strategies. All right? And the authors here are right, you know, in the customary glutinous prose of the organization's internal documents. You absolutely must sit down to and read Agenda 21 and some of the other writings to get an understanding. A lot of this stuff, I'm convinced, comes out of the Tavistock Institute and other think tanks in England. Why? Well, because they have a real predilection towards the use of the useless tales that we in America got rid of. Here, we don't use the P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E when we talk about a program. We just say P-R-O-G-R-A-M and leave it, go at that. But in England, they still throw that extra M-E on the end. And from the English books that I have, the English texts that I have, That used to be known as the useless tales. And we got rid of them. We don't write center, C-E-N-T-E-R-E. We write it C-E-N-T-E-R. We don't write system, and I emphasize that all the time. We don't write that as S-Y-S-T-E-M-M-E, the useless tale. No, we just write it S-Y-S-T-E-M. And so as you read these United Nations, I read these United Nations documents, I'm seeing England all over the place here. Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, right? Tavistock Institute, the Smith Institute and others, the London School of Economics and others. So, and for that to happen, the paper continues, it will be necessary to deeply reflect on the substance of sovereignty and accept that changes in our perceptions are a good indication of the direction we are going, close quote. Hammering away at perceptions that nation states cannot adequately meet global challenges, but the UN can, is a major theme of the position papers. You know, you hear it all the time. Together we can. Together we can. Let's all hold nations and sing, you know, all hold hands. You see all the advertisements. You can't get away from them. You know, even the Jehovah's Witnesses selling this stuff. They're all out there with their brochures, or the Watchtower and stuff like that. Some of the most aggressive marketers for Jesus that ever came down the pike, or Jehovah, I should say. You know, but they all have the multicultural front page, right? But you see in all advertising these days, it's that multicultural holding hands thing. Together we can, right? The blending of races. Hammering away at perceptions that nation states cannot adequately meet global challenges, but the UN can, is a major theme of the position papers. Continuing. It's really important right here in the middle of this article, right here. It says, click here for the position papers. I don't know how long they'll be available. I would recommend that you do click there. When you click on that, a 47-page PDF file will open up. Perhaps you could save that to a CD. Perhaps you could save that to a hard drive for a while until we find out whether or not these papers surface. If it was a secret meeting and they're not going to make these papers widely known, you might be better off to have a copy of them while they're available to you this morning. National sovereignty, meaning the refusal of major powers like India, China, and the United States to go along with sweeping global agendas, was specifically indicted for the failure of the much-ballyhooed Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change, quote, national sovereignty remains supreme, close quote, as one position paper noted. Just because the United Nations say so, don't mean that China and everybody else is going to climb on board. Anybody that's firing, you know, with the proper number of gray matter, brain cells, between their ears, ought be able to determine by reading these documents that in the long term, this isn't going to be good for your countries. And some of the families on this planet have lived on their countries, like China, for instance, and India, for a great long time, far more than we here in the United States. You know, we're under the 300-year-old mark. Some are much, much older than that, into the thousands of years. They're not interested in just pitching away everything just to clamber on board the UN train. And so that's going to be a problem going forward. That's the UN police force. That's the crushing weight of United Nations might. This is the war on terrorism. Anyone that would dare resist the advance of globalism will be deemed a terrorist and subject to invasion, wars of aggression. Nonetheless, the UN leaders intend to keep trying to change that, especially when it comes to the climate agenda. Quote, the next 40 years will be pivotal. I've said this time and time again. You know, these people we're dealing with are planners. If you look at that Foxconn article, you'll see that he's always thinking, the owner there, Guo, is always thinking of his five-year plan. He's not worried about the day-to-day billions. He's not worried about how much money he has in his checking account, what's available for investment. He's always referring back to his five-year plans. And so here we can see that the next 40 years will be pivotal. That means they're out to 2050. And they're out there far longer than that. But the next 40 years, if they can't get it in this generation, they'll get it in the next, or the next, the next, the next. Thank you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And without further ado, let's go right straight to occupied Chinese territory and visit with Vicky from Idaho. Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. Hey, I wanted to call attention to the fact that that Fox News article on the United Nations, the date of it was September 8th, 2010. And that is the 10th anniversary of Bill Clinton's signing of the United Nations Millennium Declaration, which was a mandate for global governance.
Oh, my. Leave it to you
and
to
I
throw
didn't
that.
See that. Yeah. So, and, of course, you know, there, Bill Clinton with his organization, the Clinton Global Initiative. Those people are busy and active, you know, working behind the scenes, you know, just like that article indicated, to implement the globalist agenda in our country.
Well, they certainly are. And this is, an important article, and you've read it now. And I worked my way through most of those position papers. I'm very glad that they're there. I definitely have them downloaded, probably print them all out and add them to my file. But, you know, this is the kind of heads up that we do get from time to time, whether it was put out for public consumption or not. It does let us know that this has not gone away, They're not asleep. They're continuing on their 40-year plan. They have a 100-year plan, and we need to be aware of it.
Oh, they certainly are. And in the past week or so that I've been working on a new research that's called the 21st Century Manhattan Project, I made some really very important connections, I think. And what it all leads to is that the Clinton-Gore redesign of our government during the 1990s was to establish, to break our government, get rid of our American government, and have it replaced by a model of government that is more suitable to the globalists' agenda. And the healthcare system that they've put in is the design of people that track back to Robert McNamara, the World Bank, and the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, and on and on. It all connects up, you know.
It does, and this is part of what I think, Vicki, one of the things that not only the value that you bring in your research, and folks, if you've forgotten or you're not aware, you can certainly access Vicki's website from your own computer, www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and if you didn't get that, there is a link on becomevocallocal.com on the right-hand corner, and just click on that and go right over. But the research that you've been doing all these years, Vicki, is going in and ferreting out all these interdependencies and interconnectivities that they're so proud of, but that for the average person, and certainly even for myself regularly, it's overwhelming, you know, when you think about the global network that has been created and trying to do battle with such a beast as them.
Yeah, well, what I think is, you know, I'm finally able to describe it in a way that people can understand at the high level, and then you can get into the detail. And that is that what Al Gore and Bill Clinton did to our government was the biggest IT project in the history of the world. And all of our systems of government were redesigned, and they were redesigned along the lines of a corporate model, and which means, you know, the power centers of where the information is originate from the U.S. from one central point, you know.
Yes.
And then link up to globally.
Well,
so,
when
you understand that.
Yeah, as we've got here in the little pamphlet that was put out by Michael Shaw at Freedom Advocates, he says this: although Congress never authorized the implementation of Agenda 21 as a soft law policy recommendation, not a treaty, it needs no ratification. In 1993, President Bill Clinton established by executive order the President's Council on Sustainable Development for the purpose of implementing Agenda 21 in the United States. And then in the last week or two, we've been talking, Vicki, with the audience about Manta.com, which is a verification, proof positive, of this idea of our government operating as a corporate, using corporate models and corporate strategies and corporate techniques. And it's not just our government, but it's the global governance system that's operating as that. And even though we may have a constitutional republic someplace, it ain't occupied and it's been vacant for a long time.
Right, and that's why they're not protecting our borders, because they consider what Bill Clinton did is gut our government, basically, and replace it with private contractors. And contractors will, you know, they just do whatever you pay them to do. And so basically he dismantled our national government, and so now we're having to fight off these international communists, and that's exactly what they are. They are international communists, and their agenda is rebalancing the wealth of the world, the wealth and the resources of the world.
And we can see how well that worked out by studying the Gauss plan in the Soviet Union. And if we look at the great crime bosses, maybe a couple of handfuls of them that control 99% of all of the resources in Russia and many of the places that used to be part of the Soviet Union, We can see how successful this program is for the top. And, you know, we hear about it all the time in the news about the top 1% of our population have 99% of the wealth. But we can see how successful it was for the communist takeover there. We're seeing that as a roll across on all of the nations. And only today are we openly having to discuss it in the United States, even though many of us have been on the trail for 50 years.
Yeah, well, communism isn't a political philosophy. It's a crime syndicate. I mean, it should be pretty clear. I mean,
Vicky, it's a tactic, okay? It's just like socialism. It's a tactic. It's a political tactic that is used to gain complete control of governments. And so the only real, outward difference between communism and socialism initially, according to Karl Mordecai Marx, was the rate at which the transformation occurs. Under communism, it's rapid, and under socialism, it's gradual. So on one hand, you have gradualism. On the other side, you have rapid revolution, rapid Rudy's road to riches, and yet they're still moving and advancing the same agenda, which is one global system.
Yeah, and with the ordinary people as slaves, if they survive. If they survive the transformation,
and we've seen you've shown it through your global job bank and that sort of stuff, that the survival even today is no longer necessary. I mean, all the way back in 1955, in some of the treatises that were prepared for that symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth held at Princeton, they were already trying to wrestle with the reality, the stark reality that in order to produce enough for everybody. We didn't need anywhere near the workforce that we had on the planet. And what are you going to do with all of these extra people? The big deal has been for the last 40 years is to occupy them with beer, bread, and circuses, sporting things, winter snow skiing, snowshoes, baseball, basketball, a summer cabin, interior decorating, exterior gardening. I mean, it's all designed to deal with the people that really have to just shift for themselves because their time isn't of any value to the system.
Right. And what I've been working on, something called the Trojan Triangle System, is what I believe to be the system of the new economy that is going to be for the people who they need, who are in power, and then everybody else will be handled by the redesigned healthcare system. I don't think they will, massively murder people like they have in the past. I think it's going to be very subtle.
Well, even if it's subtle, the population reduction agenda definitely stays right there. We're running out of time, Vicky. I want to thank you for calling in. Good comments as always.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, so Vicky from Idaho, folks, it's channelingreality.com. You all know Vicky. She's been on as a repeating guest, returning guest many times. Lots of valuable research that you can find on her website. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back again on Monday, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects.
Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.